Great. Adam, honestly, I'm really excited. Thank you for taking the time to chat with me. I really appreciate it. Exile is a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Glad you liked it, dude.
I did. I really did. And before I even talk about the film, though, I was just realized today, happy 30th anniversary. It's Dance Me Outside's 30th anniversary this year.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Which I love that film. I love Bruce McDonald's work, but I love that film.
Dude, I gotta do something about that. Okay. You just inspired me to do something this year. So that's
Good,
good.
because it's a great film. It's a great
It's
film.
my favorite film that I've ever worked on, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is
It's
that
the
one your
best.
favorite?
It's my favorite movie because before that I did a film called Squanto, A Warrior's Tale. And it was a juggernaut film to work on. I was the lead role, the first for a native actor, and getting up at 5:30 in the morning every day, and you're the center of attention, and you have to deal with the pressure of availability for like 4 months. I was having a nervous breakdown. I was crying every day. I mean, every night before sleep, my family came to see me. My favorite uncle came to see me. It didn't work. I fell into being homesick. I felt being into away from home for the first time, and I understand what culture shock means now. And after this movie, I was like, I'm done. And my stepdad at the time was like, you can't be done. This is what you love. And I said, Pops, I'm done, you know? And my friend called me and he said, Adam, there's this movie, Dance Me Outside. You're the guy, Frank Fencepost. And I was like, I don't want to do it. Come on, just for me. And I said, fine, I'll audition. Sent the audition. I didn't care. He said, oh man, Adam, you were terrible in that. I said, I just don't care. He said, come and meet him personally. He's a great guy. I said, fine. So flew to Toronto, met him. And I was just like, okay, let's do this. Can I do this? Can I? He said, do whatever you want. Bring it to life. And I laughed and had so much fun, and I stayed in acting because of it.
Wow, that's wild. So you'd really hit a rough spot after the previous film, and then that one sort of brought it to life.
Yeah, dude, it's like, you know, a lot of people don't talk about the responsibility of being on time, but also trying to be the best, have the best take, the best this. And it wears you out after a while. And I had now the perspective of what it is to be part of a big studio and what it is to be part of a small independent. And they're both different beasts, but they both require the responsibility. And because of those two experiences, I have this ability to treat both as just a film, you know. And I know the difficulties of the lower budget to the higher budget, but to me they're all the same. I just have to pick the ones that really can help me project who I am and what I can find in the film I'm working on.
Well, that's a great segue to Exile, because Exile is such an incredible character. His name is Ted, if I'm correct. His name is Ted. What attracted you to him? Because this is a really intense role. How did you prepare for that with this one? This is he's like got so many things he's dealing with on screen.
Yeah, a lot of it starts with trust with the director and Jason James. I worked with him on Monkey Beach, who's the producer, and he said he wanted to do a show, something together. And years later, he said, I found that something. Tell me if you like it. Whoo! When I read it, I was like, oh, I told my wife, I was like, oh, this is going to sink deep. It's going to hurt. She's like, just do it. Go kick ass. And I told him, I said, I'm giving you everything for this film. You have to protect me and make sure that I'm safe in this vulnerable space. And he's like, I got you. And it was, truly a test of my capabilities emotionally, mentally, and I think I passed a test in some way, but I'm glad you liked it.
No, it really is great. And I love, I don't want to give away any spoilers, but I mean, I love the tension between, what's real and what isn't. As Ted is just processing this little by little.
But when you're in a traumatic state, all of it is real. It doesn't matter, how you see the things. If you it's like when I create imaginary circumstances for characters that I've done, that's real to me. And the characters I play, it's all real, and it's just a matter of how you carry it with you after you go home. You can have a choice to cry yourself to sleep like Squanto. You can have a chance to let the dreams just flow of all the people that died in war when you're working with Clint Eastwood on Flags of Our Fathers. And with this one, you have to cry to release the trauma of mental illness that everybody has. You know what I mean? I'm lucky I got a therapist, and if something kind of overflows too much, I have someone I can talk to and say, "Hey, I opened up this bag of worms. What does this mean?" That kind of thing. Yeah, but it all starts with the director. Like, James is a great guy. And if you don't know the director, you form a relationship of trust immediately, because we're going to work and we're going to make this the best we can do it at,
That's got to be so important because, like you said, this is a very vulnerable role in many ways.
Well, doing Exile, I had to open up to tell Jason a lot of my story of growing up with trauma. And it starts with my mother dying, getting killed by a drunk driver. She's 8 months pregnant with my sister and died in a ditch in my house. So my reflection to motherhood is trauma. And my father died 2 months later. He drowned drinking and on medication. And so when you watch the movie and you see me driving on a flashback of how this family was killed by me, I put myself in my father's emotional state of being, mourning for the death of his wife. And the picture you see in the car is my mother's picture to give me an emotional, intent reality of how I feel about her dying. So in the seat of this collision that changed my life forever, I'm giving the audience the perspective of my mother and my father and how I feel about it. And it was really hard, but Jason was able to, he was the one who's like, "Hey, do you have a picture of your mom you could put in there?" Oh, I nearly just vomited at that thought. But it's my ode to my parents for giving me the creativity that I express through film by the trauma that was presented through the deaths of them, and also the image of my mother in a film that could last forever for my family, her relatives, her brothers, sisters, etc. And that's what I put myself through to hopefully help people deal with their trauma in some sort of way.
And that's one of the things I appreciate the film. I mean, I can only speak for myself. I went through a deep a period of my life, deep depression, and emotional breakdown, if you will. So this idea of healing that comes up in the film, it touched me. It touched me deeply. And one of the things I thought was interesting is the your Ted's wife, I forget what her name is, her character,
Camille.
Camille, makes a comment, says, "Sometimes we need someone else to show us another perspective." And I was wondering your thoughts on healing as a communal process, as opposed to just feel better. As you know, at one point she's just saying you need to deal with this yourself. But the idea of healing as a communal idea, what you thought of that?
Well, it's one, you need support, you know, and in the film you get to see that my wife supports me no matter what. And in my life, my wife supports me no matter what. Like, I have a personal therapist. We have a couples therapist. We had a family therapist, and we passed that test, so we don't do that anymore. And we're finding strength working through our trauma, but you need someone to really help you with the reflection of what you're saying and thinking and feeling. Because if it's just her and I communicating this, it's going to get into kind of an argument. You know what I mean? And I'm finding therapy, everybody should find a good therapist. Their rebound of articulating what they just heard kind of settles everything down so we can, you know, kind of shift through the trauma experiences. And it's been working so good for us. And now we're launching our production company and writing our own films. Our first script is based on true stories and deals with, you know, trauma, but it's all about love. Love will get you through anything if you, you know, work through trust and honesty and all that stuff. It's pretty good, man. And I hope a lot of people can find support through depression, anxiety, and all that stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And the message of, you know, how do you cope with death? And everyone in our lives die. And what are you gonna do when this happens? Are you gonna just throw your life away, or are you gonna try to admire the beauty in life that we've had for a moment of time and carry it with you in a healthy way, which I've tried to do with my films by expressing my emotional outlet of trauma for my parents, but also growing up in that time, there was other trauma surrounding other families that affected us. And that's kind of like a message that I continue with communities that I go talk to. It's like, you know, we've normalized trauma. We've accepted it to a degree that where if your brother is an addict on the street homeless, you love him for that. You don't see him different from someone who's, you know, well to do, because we've been able to accept as Indigenous that trauma has been carried with us for 200 years and longer, but we've accepted the destruction of our identity. And now we have to, you know, understand we can pick ourselves up and transform and get back our identity, our knowledge, our creativity, our dance, language, etc. So that's kind of what I'm trying to project with people. It's like, what is your identity? Go seek it out. And all that seeking is just going to help you. Knowledge is power, you know.
And there's such strength in that. I mean, we see that in Ted, in Back to Exile here. He's lost his sense of who he is. Camille says, he's not the same, but he's still him. There's a sense that I almost watching it, you almost get the sense that Ted is sort of lost. The
Well,
obviously.
he's Ted is scared
Yeah.
because he loves his family so much that he doesn't want them harmed in any way. And also, he's alone and he's trying to find an understanding of, like, how do I get acceptance of love if I'm alone? And in the film, you find out what he tried to do. And you know, with me and the loss of my mother and father growing up, it took me, man, it took me about 30 years to find out what abandonment really means. And it took me this film to understand how to accept abandonment, but to let it go and to not run and hide, because being alone was my safe place. And how to project that is like, if my wife and I were going to break up, I would run and be like, hey, see you later, I'm good, into abandonment, my safe place. But I choose to say, look, let's work this out, because I don't want abandonment anymore. I love our family. And that's where we led our lives, to help both of our traumas and heal through it. And it feels good. So I hope I can help people to seek some sort of connection with someone, to know that you're loved and you can be taken care of, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. That's beautiful. And it sounds like this was a really cathartic experience for you in some ways, is playing this character.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the prep that you do, it's just like a blanket when you step into the role. And when you say action, it's almost like spirits or people are trying to tell you something, or your experience comes out when you say something, and you can't help but just be open to whatever comes forward. And I just leave it to that. It's kind of, you know, you do your prep, but when you're shooting, that's when everything transforms. And you just got to know that your director, Jason James, Camille, is going to be there for whatever you're throwing emotionally, because it's sometimes exhausting, dude.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But it's like there was a scene where Camille stops me from running away. And I want to keep running. And I look to my right and I see the forest. So I'm now in the moment of her and I communicating. But as an actor, I could feel the forest calling to me. The spirits are saying, you can feel safe in these woods. We'll take care of you. So the love is in front of me, my wife, but that essence of running away and being alone and abandonment, that's my exit. But she's the one that gets me out, and I have a chance to make this work, you know? But a lot of people see the scene, they don't know what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And what's, you know, calling to me. And that's, you can't plan for that. That just happens.
Yeah. Maybe right in the moment, right in the moment.
Yeah, it's like a bird cawing, or a breeze comes in and you follow that breeze, and now you're over here and it's like, what is this all? You know, it's kind of,
yeah,
just being available is what it is, you know?
Yeah, I've heard it called like jazz. And that's what it sounds like, the way you're describing this idea that everybody's playing their part and things are constantly moving. But Adam,
yeah.
I love this conversation. I'm sorry, we're out of time.
Okay.
I wish we could keep talking, but thank you so much. I love your work, and it is just an honor to chat with you. And the film is wonderful. Thank you so much.
I'm glad you appreciated it too. Yeah, and we'll see what the audience thinks when it releases. But it's one that really has inspired me in many ways.
Absolutely, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you so much. Have a great day.